Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
So happy to have you along.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a very interesting, tumultuous, challenging time inside of the marketplace here the last couple weeks.
Kind of scary.
The volatility, well, I don't think it's scary.
I know you don't.
The volatility that was not existent is now very, very present. And,
wow.
And we're going to talk a little bit, not about that, but we're going to talk about ways to think about this. You know, people have asked me questions. Sherry seems to be much more concerned about the market than I am. People are apparently asking her more questions than they're asking me, because we're not, you know, we're not getting a lot of that. It's not how we function. But we're going to walk through the Andy Stanley question again when it comes to what it is you should be thinking or doing. I will always tell you, as a fiduciary, there's four areas that I focus on: risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes, both today and tomorrow, and then last but not least is real return, meaning an inflation adjusted return. So I take that and then I try to put it into the Andy Stanley question, which is very, very simpler, very, very simpler. There you go. Very simple to repeat, very difficult to answer accurately, right? So here's the question. Here's the framework. Based on your past experiences, your current circumstance, and your future hopes and dreams, what would be wise for you to do at this moment?
Mm-hmm.
So as you look at those investment statements, as you look at your portfolio, you can't forget about your future hopes and desires. You can't forget about your past experiences. But so many times we get caught just examining our current circumstance.
And that's all.
And and our heads get flooded with the volatility from the market, or a tweet that comes out, or a conversation that we heard at the country club. You've really got to be able to put all of that together. And when somebody tells you that we're having a lot of volatility, I would say, relative to what? Because the last year we saw no volatility.
True.
Now suddenly we're in these big waves.
Right.
Relative to last year, this is a whole lot of volatility. Relative to the historical market norms, we're not that volatile in reality.
Not
but
so
it's,
much.
It has been... it's been very close. But we're going to talk today about 401ks, dividend yields. We're going to talk about that framework of that question. I got to ask a very serious question. You know, should I roll over my 401k or not? We're going to walk you through the things that I would think about if I were going to consider rolling over my 401k. And then, of course, we've got the Sherry segment where she even asked some more questions along that line.
Yep.
So you got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. You can always find us at 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we are just plumb tickled to have you along. Hope you are enjoying your day. This next couple parts of our show is going to sound maybe a little basic to some people, Sherry. And then again, maybe it's not. You know, I've often said the double curse of knowledge is I don't know what I don't know.
True.
And good Lord knows there's lots of that. But I also don't know what you don't know.
True.
And the more often I talk about something or learn about something, the more you begin to believe that other people also understand it.
Right.
Right. And so sometimes
it's your head. So
yeah.
You think it's in there.
So sometimes you just have to take a step back, you know, explaining fly fishing. Uh-huh. You know, my good buddy is a certified trainer in fly fishing.
Oh, I fly fish.
Marty James.
Right?
I do know that.
Yeah. I love
and,
it.
You know, so Marty will start talking about these knots and, the, you know, it's kind of, whoa, you
it's
know,
a
I'm
science,
sure this is a great
Joe,
world, but this
science.
Is just, it's not a Joe science. Joe's got this part. So what is a dividend? And when you think about a company, so let's just use Apple.
Mm-hmm.
So Apple makes things.
Yes.
Provides services.
Yep.
Sells things.
A lot.
And then they get a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get this money that comes in that we would call revenue.
Yes.
Right? That's what they made from everything that they did. So once you have the revenue, you got to pay your peeps. Right?
Yeah.
You got to pay for the storefront. You got to pay for the products that you needed to use to make your products, the chips and the glasses
called
and
expenses.
All of the other stuff,
yep.
Expenses, right? And at the end of the day, you've got some money left over, hopefully.
Yeah.
Right? And with that money, the board of directors gets to decide what it wants to do with it. So it can take that money and it can buy back some of its own stock. Some
mm-hmm.
people think that's just ridiculous and crazy, but you can actually do that.
Sure.
If you think the company is growing, you can engage in what we call a buyback process. A lot of what drove the market between 2010 through 2014 were buybacks.
And then the company would own its own stock.
Well, it goes into what's called treasury.
Yeah. Okay.
But we'll get to that. We'll get to there in a second. So you can buy back your stock. You can buy other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You can build buildings. You can hire other people, or you can declare a dividend.
Right.
So a dividend is part of the profit that is left over that is going to be distributed to the shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what's a shareholder? That's somebody that owns one of the stocks. It's
right.
Not somebody who owns a bond.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody who owns the equity, and then they're able to get this dividend. When you hear double taxation, then you have to understand that the company, when it declares the dividend, is going to pay taxes. That's why the tax break was such a big deal when it came in. It went from 35% to the top rate down to the 21%. So
mm-hmm.
you've got that big break there. But then, Sherry, you're going to turn around and you're going to pay taxes on that dividend again.
Right.
When you receive it. Now, if you're in the 10 or now 12% bracket, used to be 15, when you're there, you don't have to pay the taxes on a qualified dividend or a long-term capital gain. Kind of a beautiful thing for people that have lower taxable income, if you will.
It now, seems like it would be really hard for it ever to make sense to do that then.
To declare the dividend?
Well, yeah, if you're going to pay taxes and taxes,
well,
I mean, what's left?
So it's still there are companies that live and die by that dividend.
Live and die by paying out the dividend?
If they don't, one of our strategies here is part of our investment goes into companies that historically raise their dividend payment, which gets us into the next part of this. Go ahead.
So the reason I would want, so their calling card is the dividend.
Well,
it's not necessarily the value of the stock.
For certain.
Right. But their calling card to their stockholders is the fact that those stockholders know they're going to get a dividend
yes.
from that company.
And that's how people in the 50s and 60s, even into the 70s to a degree, would work on their retirement.
Oh.
So let's say you had a stock that was at $100 a share,
mm-hmm.
and that company happened to pay a $10 dividend,
mm-hmm.
right? Wouldn't happen very often, but you know, let's just say it paid $10. So for easy math, what you now have is a yield of 10%.
Right.
Right. You have the stock price is $100. So if I chose to part with my stock, I'm going to get $100. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm going to get that $10 dividend. It's usually paid quarterly. So $2.50 a quarter. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's say the stock market got clobbered, went down by half.
Okay.
And now my stock is only $50 a share.
Right.
Did that mean the earnings at my company fell?
The earnings at your company.
Did it mean that I made less money?
No.
No. So assuming that I could still pay that $10 dividend,
uh-huh.
my yield is now 20% because I'm paying $10, but the stock price is only 50.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So what happened is somebody looked at me this last week and said, Joe, with the market getting crushed, my dividends are getting killed. I went,
Happening like that.
Why? And it didn't happen like that. It didn't happen. So when a stock price falls, assuming the dividend remains constant, effectively your yield rises.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's one of the things that people look at in comparison to the stock and to the bond market today. If you buy a 10-year U.S. Treasury, which was once regarded as the safest investment on the planet, not so much anymore, but when you buy one, you would expect today the coupon is 2.85%. So if I put in $10,000, right, I'm going to get a return of 2.85% or a yield of 2.85%. Until that bond matures, I know I'm going to have that coupon of $2.85. Notice I didn't say interest.
Right.
Right. Because that's where people get confused in bonds. Right. That $2.85 isn't going to change. Now, the value of my 10-year treasury will change on paper as we go throughout time because of interest rate movements
and things.
But the coupon is fixed.
Mm.
A dividend payment, that $10 a share, is most of the companies who pay them would rather walk on a rusty nail than not pay the dividend in the future because investors count on them. Money managers rely on them.
Yeah.
They look at your portfolio and they tell you what your yield is going to be. I can push a button. You know, we keep our stuff at TD Ameritrade and I can push a button and tell what it is.
Huh.
So how does this matter to you? Where does it come from? Well, the understanding the dividend is critical for a lot of reasons. One of them we talked about a couple weeks ago were equity indexed annuities, where people were talking about how well the market did and thus their return was protected. But what the salespeople fail to understand or forget to tell people is that the way the contracts are structured, there is no dividend because they use futures contracts.
Mm.
And so when you look at the market, a full 30 to 40% of market returns are based on dividends. Right. So that's that dividend being added back into the equation.
Yeah.
And with an equity indexed annuity contract, that doesn't occur.
Hmm.
So when we help people set up their retirement and what we call your life after work, part of that income that we help people generate comes from coupons, from fixed income, from bonds, comes from dividends from companies that we have that provide dividends.
Right.
And it comes from a very controlled use of capital gains. In terms of when we go in and sell things to be able to create an income stream. You can't just do one anymore in this world. You can't say, hey, I'm going to just turn it on auto and I'm going to clip coupons.
Right.
Interest rates are too low.
Right.
I'm just going to live off of the interest off my bank account. No, can't do that.
Hmm.
Right. It's a controlled fashion. And that's what dividends really are, is understanding how they are. Companies don't want to change them. Bad things happen when they do. And it's why you'll even have companies that have no profit for a year still declare a dividend because they don't want to fall out of sorts with the investment people. So, hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark. Sure appreciate the questions and comments. If you've got one, shoot us an email. ConsiderThis@yourlifeafterwork.com. Sherry and I will take a break, but we will be right back.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. the IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Cantos.
Good to have you along. I get asked some really good questions,
I'm sure.
I feel very, very blessed that people care about my opinion. You know, not everybody has that, that honor, and we take it very, very seriously. My driving thing in life, the reason I get up in the morning to do what it is that I do, is because I want to make sure that I educate people about their money, so they don't make inefficient financial decisions that can lead to frustration and sometimes devastation. It is what drives me. And so I had a friend, if you will, call and say, Joe, I am thinking about buying a business, but I've got this going wrong, this going wrong, this going wrong, and I'm worried about these 19 other things. And I said, how would you frame the situation? And
these other things have nothing to do with the business.
No, there are other conditions of life.
Okay.
Right. We had a big decision we had to make a year ago. I've been in my office building in Anderson for the last 18 years, 19 years now. And we simply outgrew it. The company has grown, and we had to make a decision. Do you buy another building? Do you build another building? And we ended up going through the building process, which they're working on right now, and we're excited. Hopefully, sometime around September, we're going to be inside of our new building. Yeah, which is a pretty cool thing. So he asked me, he said, what was your framework for making the decision? Well, if you've listened to this show very long, you'll hear me talk about the fiduciary focus. So any decision that I make that involves just purely the investment side of the world, of the investment, I think you bring four elements into that. And those are risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes, both today and tomorrow. And then last but not least is real return, right? So from a financial period, just from a financial decision, where you've got to say, yes, this is a good investment, or no, this is not. Those are the four things that I look at to get me on the right gear.
Yep.
Right? When I'm looking at something like building a building and making a decision like that,
it's big.
The framework that we use, I always will start with the Andy Stanley question. Right.
Yeah.
And it's very, very simple. Based on my past experiences, my current circumstances, and my future hopes and desires, what would be wise for me to do right now? And I think it's a brilliant question. Again, it's not a Joe question. It's an Andy Stanley question. I just use it. And fortunately, he didn't copyright it, I guess. Now.
Yeah.
happily give him credit for it. I think it's a great question.
It is.
And, so you've got that part of it. And then there's two other things, especially when the emotion comes into play, Sherry. The first one would be, When you say that this is the stock price is high or stock price is low or it's too expensive to build a building or, you know, my checking account's too low or my waistline is too big, you know, I always say relative to what?
Yes.
Right. If you don't have something to compare it to, anything can either look great or horrible. Right.
Oh, yeah.
You can be half empty, half full. Relative to what? Mm-hmm. And then my coach Lee Brower has taught me to say as evidenced by what. So, you know, at the Financial Enhancement Group, we take care of about 850 families in 31 states. Right. And when I say we do a good job, if Lee were here, he would say as evidenced by what?
Right? Okay.
When I say that I get up in the morning to do this radio show to help people better understand their money, he would say as evidenced by what? So one of the reasons that Sherry is here is it's her job to make sure that I don't just talk about stuff without applying it to you.
To regular people.
You know, I have been, you know, I spent 7 years as a professor at Purdue teaching financial planning. My job there was to educate them. My job for you guys on the other end of these sound waves is to be useful.
Yes.
Right? I want to keep you from making inefficient financial decisions, right? That's, you know, that's the job. But secondly, I want you to be able to apply it, right? So Sherry asked a very good question after the first segment got over. She always does this in the break time, by the way. So you guys, you should really hound her and harp on her for that.
No, no.
But go ahead, Sherry. Ask your question.
Well, my question was in the first segment, you mentioned, you gave an example of someone who owned a share of stock. It was worth $100 and it was from a company that always gives dividends and pretty consistently the same dividend, right?
Pays dividends, not gives. Yeah.
Right, pays. And that the value of the stock dropped into $50, but they're still paying the dividends. And my question was, so how does that show up on these statements that we get monthly, quarterly, whatever, however often we get them, that talk about the value of our portfolio?
And the answer is it doesn't.
Right.
And so people believe that we have a couple problems, and that's why if you ever saw a Financial Enhancement Group statement, you would understand why they are so different than the statements that you get from a wirehouse or even the statements that come from TD Ameritrade. We created our own because I want you to be able to see what is real.
Yeah.
So from the moment somebody becomes one of our families, their statement goes on indefinitely from there. So you can see since the end of 08 when we bought the technology, you can see what your return has been on an average year, net of all fees and expenses.
Wow.
You can see what percentage is tax deferred, what percentage is Roth, what percentage
that's
you've
so
already
valuable.
Paid taxes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's so valuable.
It is more meaningful for people to be able to figure it out.
Yep.
One of the dirty secrets of our industry is Wall Street doesn't care if you have $1 million in an IRA or if you have $1 million in a retail brokerage account. The advisor, the brokerage firm is going to charge you the same fee. Right.
Yeah.
So every time I helped somebody do a Roth conversion, for instance, and tax dollars were paid, it's less money that we have to manage, i.e. my income just went down as a business by helping people do the right thing.
Wow.
So a lot of times I'll have people say, you know, Joe, why are you the only one who talks about Roth conversions to this degree? And it's, I'm going to treat your money as if it were mine and we were in the same situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have tax deferred money because as the employer at Financial Enhancement Group, the money that I put in my 401k that I deposit as the employee, I can decide to put on the Roth side, and I do.
Yes.
The money that I put in for me as the employer has to go to the tax deferred side, right? Mm. Other than that, you know, I've got the Roth money, and I've got money that's after tax, and I've got the money that is forced to be in there that is tax deferred. But I want people to be able to have that story so that we can look at something when we have to make a decision when the market has a bad week. And I can say, Sherry, based on your past experiences, and I can show you your past experiences.
Right.
Based on your current circumstances, here's where we are today. And based on your future hopes and desires, what would be wise for you to do at this time, right now?
Right.
And, you know, people will say, should I put more money in the market? Should I pull money out of the market? You know, now I don't think that's the right question. You know, when people tell me that things are overvalued, relative to what?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when they say, you know, this needs to happen or that needs to happen, and as evidenced by what? So that's your framework. Right.
Right. So back to my first question was, in this case about dividends, on your statements to your clients, like on a regular statement people would get, the dividends wouldn't even show up, right?
Only if they went to if they were deposited into the cash account.
Right. So you're going to show their stock price went down, their portfolio is worth less money, blah, 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 blah. But in reality, their income...
The income part would still be
would
there.
Still
but
be
we
there.
Have that discussion because we bring income from multiple places.
Right. So you right.
So it's a combination of things that are there.
Right.
I just think you need to have better understanding of what's going on with your money.
Yeah.
And anyhow, that's the framework of how I make decisions. So now you got it. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Contos. We got to take a break. Got a question or comment? Shoot us an email. ConsiderThis@yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway?
How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
Happy to have you along. I have, this is an interesting show for me because it's sometimes you just have to get back to the basics.
Yes.
And I had somebody who I would have never in my wildest dreams not understood what a Roth was or why it mattered. Hmm. Finally look at me and say, hey, you talk about them all the time, but what in the world is it?
Yeah.
All right. So, Sherry, I'm going to let you start.
Okay.
Tell me what a Roth is.
A Roth is a IRS treatment. I mean, it's not a thing. It's the way you treat your money.
Good. It's a tax code.
It's not a tax code. Yes,
not
that's
a
what
thing.
I was trying to say. And it means that you have decided that whatever money you are dealing with, you're going to pay taxes now, based on your current income level, as opposed to deferring it till later when you retire and take it out of wherever you are putting it into.
Your current taxable income.
Right.
Right. So whatever your rate is,
right,
you're going to pay those taxes today.
Today.
Right.
And the theory is that that's because later on you'll make more money and the taxes would be, you'd have to pay more taxes later. Right.
And many people structure the decision that way.
Okay.
I've heard people from the front of the room say that you should use a Roth if you believe your tax rate in the future will be higher.
Yes.
Than it is today.
Right.
And that is certainly one of those criteria, one of the things that I would think about. It is not the only. So when you say the word Roth, what Sherry said is exactly right. You're choosing to pay taxes on your investment today so that you don't have to pay taxes on the growth in the future, right? So think about a farmer with a seed. You can either pay taxes on the crop or you can pay taxes on the seed, right? So if you believe your tax rate in the future is going to be higher, then it's clear that you should put money into a Roth. I remember about 54% of America does not pay any tax at the marginal rate. So when we talk about the marginal rate, that's the 10, 12,
right? Right?
So when you hear these ludicrous statements that the tax laws only affected the top 1%, or remember, there's only 46% of the people that pay in at that level, right?
Everybody, yeah.
You know, so it doesn't mean you don't pay taxes. You still pay Social Security tax.
Right.
But
you're
not paying income tax at the marginal rate.
Okay.
So when I have somebody, one of my families may have a 25-year-old that's making $20,000 or $25,000 a year, that's in an effectively a 0% marginal rate.
Mm.
Well, of course they should put money into a Roth. It's tax.
Yeah.
It's not saving them any money to defer it.
No.
And hopefully in the future they will have more money.
Right.
Now, you can have a Roth IRA. Mm-hmm. If you qualify, and when I say qualify, your income you have to have taxable income. If you're under 50, you can put in $5,500 a year as long as you made that much. You can put in $5,500 a year for your spouse if they're under 50, right? You can put in $6,500 if you're like me and over 50, right? So
right.
I'm able to put in money for myself and for Barb every year,
yep.
Right? If your income is too high, and in 2018, that's somewhere married filing jointly, somewhere around $194,000.
Mm-hmm.
If your joint income is too high, then you're not eligible to contribute to a Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the interesting things is that there is a backdoor Roth IRA that we help people do all of the time. And I've written some stuff about it in the past. But the change in the tax code December 22nd of last year actually made that permanent. And a lot of people challenged whether or not you could do a backdoor Roth.
It made it permanent that you can, or that you cannot, can't?
That you can.
That you can.
That you made it very, very clear that you can do what we've helped people do for the last 11 years, literally.
Okay.
Now, on a Roth 401k, not all 401ks can have a Roth option. Not all 401ks do. Very, very sad to me.
And that's an employer decision.
That's an employer decision. So the Department of Labor puts out the rules and says, here's the big rule book.
Yep.
You can't make a rule that's not in the rule book, but you don't have to use all the rules.
Right. Right?
So we've talked about before, in a 401k, they can have loan provisions, but not all 401ks have loan provisions.
Right.
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 Not all 401ks have a Roth option. But if they do, the money that you put in as the employee, you can choose to put it in. Now, there are a couple falsehoods. I've heard people say, I can't contribute to a Roth 401k because my income is too high. Meh. There is no income limit on a Roth 401k. It's not like a Roth IRA. You can put money in if you're under 50, $18,500 a year, assuming you made that. And if you're over 50, $24,500 this year in 2018.
Why is it different?
It's called a catch-up provision because you're older.
Okay.
It's assuming when you were younger, you weren't able to put in as much money because you're raising kids, making babies,
right.
Doing all that other stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, that's been there for a long time. But again, there is no income restriction. So I've had people tell me in HR departments, we don't have the Roth option because our engineers or our docs make too much money. Mm. There is no income restriction, folks. You can still be able to contribute.
And they don't know that?
They don't know that. Most of them do. But every now and then you'll run across this. And remember, just because you're in a position to make decisions doesn't mean you have all of the answers.
Right.
Right. And so sometimes you have to learn, and it gets to be a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people who believe because they have a Roth 401k that they're not also eligible to contribute to a Roth IRA. Mm-hmm. That is incorrect. You can contribute, if you qualify, you can contribute to both of them.
Right.
Or you can contribute to one of them. Right. There are people who cannot put money into a traditional, that's where it's tax deferred. You cannot put money into a traditional IRA because your income's too high. They can still qualify to put money into a Roth IRA because the contribution level, your adjusted gross income can be even higher.
Wow.
So the step one on the Roth is if you believe your future tax rate is going to be higher, then you want to use the Roth.
Right.
Right. Number two, though, is remember Roth IRAs do not have required minimum distributions.
Right.
So it's not income that I'm going to force onto my tax return into the future. And it's one of the biggest mistakes that I see people make in their planning is they forget God promised us we're all going to die.
Right.
Right. And, you know, so most money goes into a plan tax deferred while mommy and daddy are working together, raising the kids and doing everything else. But most of the money comes out, believe it or not, after one of them is gone.
Mm.
And now when you hear me use that word married filing jointly, it's not married filing jointly. They're now filing as a widow or a widower. And the tax brackets are dramatically compressed. They're cut in half. So
when they take that money out, they're paying taxes on the money they take out?
If it's a traditional IRA, yes. Every dime of it. A traditional 401k.
Because they have not paid taxes
every
yet.
Every dime of it.
I see.
The Roth money, that is not the case. Now, in a Roth 401k, under the current law, there are required minimum distributions. So people ask me, should I move money out of my 401k? And the answer is, if you have a Roth, you certainly, in my opinion, should
move it into the Roth.
You should move it to a Roth IRA.
Right.
Now, we're going to talk through some of those things that you need to consider in the next segment that's coming along. And should I move my 401k? And I think it's an important conversation. If you missed part of this and you want more of it, remember, you can always find it on our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. Go to our insights page. You can find my newspaper column there, the complete part of the show in case you missed part of it. But understanding the Roth option and being able to communicate that to your kids, to your church community, to the people that are around you, I think, is critical, because so many people are really missing an opportunity, and it's just very, very sad. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
We are.
This is the Sherry time. It's where she gets to grill me and ask me questions.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And sometimes our brains during the week must be like on similar thought patterns, you know, because my questions dovetail into what you're already talking about. Not always, but sometimes in this week it does. And okay, so let me tell you why I'm thinking about this.
Okay.
And this is about 401ks again and withdrawing money. So there's a TV advertisement running right now. I've seen it twice. By the time I saw it the second time, I'm like, yeah, we're going to talk about this. It's got an advisor sitting on one side of a desk and a husband and wife on the other. Actually, I think they have them on a couch to make it look more comfy. And they're explaining to their advisor that they have taken out money from their 401k.
Okay.
And now they're very worried because they don't know how to get back on track. And he's like, well, I can get you back on track. No problem. Just blah, 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 blah. And that's the end of the commercial. They don't explain anything about was it a loan? Was it a withdrawal? What kind, you know, they don't explain anything like that. And they don't explain what they mean by getting back on track. So I had found an article about the new budget act that was passed and the part of it that addresses hardship withdrawals.
Okay.
And that's what I wanted to talk about.
So hardship withdrawal. So we'll keep everything in English. Hardship is when you're currently working, but you've got something going on in your life where you want to get money. You need to get money out of your plan while you're still working. So you're not retirement age.
Right.
And that's what they mean by a hardship.
Right.
So could have been a death, could have been a disability, could have been one of those things.
And so an employee doesn't have to allow that in their 401k?
The 401k plan for the money that you put in.
Right.
Right. Has to allow that. But they also will not allow you to put more money in for the rest of the year.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to read what the article said and ask you true or false.
Okay.
Okay. Hardship withdrawals get easier with and larger with the new law. That was the title.
That's fair.
Okay.
Yep.
Under the old rules, you could only withdraw your own salary deferral contributions. And taking hardship withdrawal meant you couldn't make new contributions to your plan for the next 6 months.
Yep.
Under the new rules, you may, if your employer allows it, be able to withdraw your employer's contributions plus any investment earnings in addition to your salary deferral contributions and keep contributing.
If the employer allows it.
If he allows, he or she, yes. And you won't be required to take a plan loan before you're eligible to take the hardship distribution. So my question is this. Well, that's first of all, is that a true statement? Does it make sense? But secondly, why would somebody do a withdrawal instead of a loan?
Because with the loan, by law, the money has to be paid back over a 5-year period of time.
Right.
So let's say I pull out $50,000. Half your balance is typically what you're eligible to borrow if you're able to borrow it.
Right.
So I got $50,000 in the plan. I borrow out $25,000. If it's a loan, I suddenly have a new payment for that $25,000 over the next 5 years.
Right.
Now, it's going back to my account.
Yeah.
The interest is going back to me. You know,
right.
You can say that. But there's times when people get into a situation where they don't have the ability to make the payment, right, for the $25,000. Now, I would tell them if you're going to do that, you take out more money so that you have money to put in the account to be able to make the payment on the loan to get back on your feet. But many times people don't think about that. And as you said, it's the idea of a loan is easy, right?
Right.
People think financial concepts are easier than they are. There's a lot of intricacies, you know, that people don't think about.
If you took a loan, would you have to pay the taxes, like you said?
Absolutely.
The 20%? So you'd have to taste. Okay.
They would withhold. If not, did you say a loan or a withdrawal?
A loan.
On a loan, you don't pay the taxes any more than you would if you borrowed money from a bank. I thought you said if you took the money.
No.
So if you did a loan, no, there's no taxes. There's no 20% that's withheld. It's just like borrowing money
from
the bank.
But you have to put it back into your retirement account, and then you're going to pay taxes when you take it.
Now, one of the big changes that occurred in the code, which was really helpful for people that have taken it, in the past, if you took a loan, so let's say I borrowed $25,000 and then I lost my job.
Right.
In the past, you had 60 days to come up with whatever the balance was.
Okay.
And if not, it was a fully taxable event, meaning federal penalty, the full taxation, the whole bit. Now you have until the final tax date of the following year. So if I lost my job today, the 2018 taxes are technically due October 15th of 2019. Your filing date is April 15th.
Right. Okay, yeah.
The tax date is truly October 15th
of
2019. So it would give me a lot more time to be able to make around. It was for that part of the Budget Act, it was very helpful for a lot of people in the 401k environment.
Right. So now this article does say that the employer has to specify the conditions under which they will allow you to do this.
It's called the plan document, and all plan documents have to do that, right? We have people who write plan documents for a reason. They're all laid out, but it's why I tell you to know what your rules are, right? For your plan. Don't just say a 401k offers loans or a 401k offers hardships. Know what your plan offers, and all plans will have that hardship provision. But how the employer treats you after you've done it
is a different story. So do you think that with the market being so volatile, people are doing this more?
No.
You don't?
No.
So why am I seeing these commercials on television about it now? I mean,
because
I don't
you're
remember.
Starting, you got to pay attention to the demographics.
Okay.
And understand that, we talk about the baby boom, right? Mm-hmm. And they told you in school it was 1946 to 1964. Those people are in that baby boom cusp. I'm 51.
Right.
And I'm not a baby boomer.
No.
Right? Because I'm 1966.
Right.
Right. So think about my age, right? 1 out of 5 of us in America that are adults were born between 1957 and 1961.
Still right now to this day.
Yep, that are adults. When you think about that, the millennial generation is now bigger than the baby boom generation, but it's not this huge sand or molehill.
Right.
They're spread out over many, many, many different
ages. The millennials are.
But
baby boomers are those four.
The baby boomers, you've got a mass of people that were born in 1957.
To 1961.
Right? So do the math, right? They're 61 years old.
Yeah.
Right? To 1957.
Yeah.
And they're all heading into this retirement. retirement thing.
Right.
And so yours truly built my whole firm on helping people understand retirement.
Mm.
So for 20 years, we've
Smart
done
thinking.
Nothing other than your life after work.
Yeah.
And now everybody's here.
Right.
And now
yeah.
what you're trying to see is the mutual fund companies and everybody else is trying to play catch up. You know, they're trying to figure out, okay, now what do we tell people? How do we message this?
Mm.
And you've got to be very, very, very careful because a lot of the things in your life after work, a lot of the things in retirement planning that people take for granted are simply inaccurate.
Mm.
They make sense on paper. They just don't make sense in your life. And you've got to, you really have to be aware of that.
Yeah.
There are big choices people have to make as they approach that retirement side. And it's not as simple as just where does the income come from?
Right.
You know, it's how do I get it out? How do I pay attention to the taxes? You know, there's a lot to it.
Right.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email. ConsiderThis@YourLifeAfterWork.com. My friends, have an outstanding Easter. Great week. And we look forward to seeing you again next time. Consider This with Joe Clark. Take care. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.